general?
Biggest thing is decreasing inflammation. Okay. 80% of diseases are related to inflammation, and our diets, our stress levels, everything, you know, about the American lifestyle is pro-inflammatory. So it increases inflammation.
What's going on, guys? Paul Wentzel back with Uncharted Performance, hanging out with Nicole Gould.
Hi.
What's up? We're here at Vital Choice, and we're going to be breaking down the supplement world. We can get confusing pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff out there. So Nicole, who's a registered dietitian to the stars, is going to help us break it down. But to start off, what is a registered dietitian?
So a registered dietitian is someone that is a nutrition expert. We have to go through at least a minimum of a bachelor's degree, complete an internship, and do a board exam. And okay. Really, it's just someone that studies nutrition.
Okay. How long have you been a registered dietitian?
8 years.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of studies development have you done to become an expert in your field?
I think what really sets me apart is the amount that I research and work with supplements. That's okay. Not typically something that you see a dietitian do. I do a lot with food sensitivities, and weight loss, of course, is huge. Mm-hmm. But really, my passion for using natural supplements to enhance and further someone's health and fill in those gaps is what really sets me apart.
Okay, awesome. And then if you could just pan to that, to Nicole's left, she even has a badge that says that she's a certified expert. So you know we're talking to somebody that knows her stuff pretty well. So we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
Again, supplements can be very confusing.
Yes.
There's a lot of glamorous, a lot of, you know, multicolors, flashy colors stuff out there. A
lot of gimmicks.
Exactly. Especially maybe, you know, more so maybe even in the, I guess, athletic performance space. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to cover a wide array of different ones that might pertain to you, if you're an athlete or not, but that hopefully will benefit you.
Yeah.
So what are supplements? What's their intended use in a sense?
Supplements are anything that can enhance or add in addition. So when we're talking about dietary supplements, we're talking about something that is used to really fill in the gaps or add in where someone may be lacking in their diet. And that's exactly how they should be used. They are not meant to replace diet and healthy lifestyle. You can't do that. You can't just take pills and be healthy. You have to use everything, but they really can make a huge difference. There are some amazing supplements that can further someone's health and also further their athletic performance or whatever their goals are.
Okay. Who should take supplements?
Really anyone. Anyone has a need for it. You know, mm-hmm. You have a higher need for certain nutrients with athletic populations, elderly, pregnancy, children, but really our diet is so void of minerals and a lot of nutrients that we're deficient in that you can almost always see a need for supplements with a person.
Why would our diet be lacking?
We're not making good choices. Okay. That's our number one thing. And
that's a loaded question, but
yeah, that you can correct. You can have them, but
what do you see? Because you work with clients that come into Vital Choice, right? What are some, I guess, some of the common, I don't want to say mistakes, but some of the areas people go wrong with their diet?
I think trying to take shortcuts. Okay. You don't need. There's not diet products that are going to be all that helpful for you. Mm-hmm. So steering clear of some of those words or trying to take shortcuts, it gets back to balance, healthy diet, a little bit of everything. I don't like to see anyone cut out huge food groups like some of the diets out there. And, you know, I think just looking for the easy way out and believing some of the marketing out there that really steers people into a maybe not so great effect or sacrificing their health, I guess.
Okay, so that's a good segue. So we're going to try to break down some myths and misconceptions, right?
Okay.
I'm going to take one off the top that you can't use. So I'm going to say there's no magic pill.
Right. No magic pill.
So, but what are, let's try to get 3 to 5.
Okay.
3 being the minimum, and let's try to go for 5.
Okay.
So the 3 to 5 myths or misconceptions that you, again, from your expertise or expertise and experience, not only researching, but working with clients as well. What are some of those that you've experienced, you've seen, that you want to tell, hey, anybody listening or watching that this is not
I think the first one is they're understanding and really believing there is no magic pill, especially when it comes to weight loss. It can get dangerous. Some of these supplements out there that are promoting really unrealistic expectations for weight loss in one little pill, it doesn't work that way. If there was a magical pill, everyone would be thin and we would all, you know, look the same and not sacrifice our health. So that's number one, no magic pill. Number two is just because one supplement didn't work doesn't mean they all won't work. People really lump everything together when it comes to supplements.
And do you mean supplements in general or a specific supplement?
I think both. Okay. I think in general, there's kind of a stigma either against supplements and people say, oh, it's not FDA approved. Well, just because something's FDA approved doesn't necessarily make it healthy. There's a lot of drugs that side effects, you know, there's a whole huge list, including death. And so just because something's not FDA approved doesn't mean there's not regulation involved. So that's another one. And then also within the spectrum of each individual supplement, like turmeric, for example,
okay.
Someone takes one and it doesn't work. It doesn't mean none of they're all garbage. It's not going to work for them. There are so many different ways to extract it and sources that and differences in companies. And that makes a difference too. So just because one thing didn't work, don't think nothing is going to work as far as supplements go. There's a big misconception with the amounts of things people need to take. Sometimes people are the opposite. They take too many things. And you want to prioritize and really take what you need and not take extra because there is a limit. You don't want to overdo it.
And that's based on context, right?
Depends absolutely.
On the individual, right?
Yeah.
Are there any specific, sorry, that's three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you off the hook for now.
Okay.
If you think of two more, just interrupt me.
I will.
Are there any specific gimmicks that are, besides weight loss, that you've seen that we should not buy into or be wary of? Or
be wary of anyone that's going to be making money off of the supplement that they're really driving home. Because that usually they're sacrificing, you know, they want to make money off of it. So your best interest may not be what they're thinking of. So, you know, a lot of online companies, a lot of these multi-level marketing companies, just be aware that that person is making money. People that work on commission, you know, they have a financial interest in why they want you to take their product. It's not just about your health. And I think that's something to consider as well.
Okay. What's a good way to know that, to identify that?
You can ask.
Okay.
You can see what if it should say online. If you need to, you know, buy this and you get to make money, you have to recruit other people.
Okay,
that kind of thing. You want to be careful with those kinds of things. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Oh, and so, you know, companies you buy them from should have a guarantee.
Okay.
If they believe in their product, if they know it's going to work for you, they should stand behind it and have some sort of guarantee that you could return the product for a full refund.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
When I was looking at Vital Choice and you specifically, and what really struck a chord and kind of set you and the store apart is the amount of information that you put out and then the amount of research that you do, especially in terms of quality products.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, how do you determine what is quality, what is a quality supplement versus one that is not?
That's a good question. Get to know the companies.
We,
you know, obviously we work with a lot of reps that come in and show us a lot of different products. And I look for research. I look for sourcing. How are they sourcing their product? Who's looking at this? There's different.
What do you mean by sourcing?
Where they're getting their raw materials.
Okay.
So where does it come from? And are there third parties that are overseeing that to make sure GMP certification is a good one, good manufacturing practices.
Okay.
That means there's good control in a product. But just really getting to know the companies and seeing what their research is, if they have research on a product, looking at the extra ingredients, because there are some other things in a product that binders and fillers that aren't as great as something that's a more organic whole food product.
What are some fillers that, let's say I walk in, you're not available.
Yeah.
I walk into, let's say, a different store that it might not even be a health store or a supplement store. But I say I just go into a grocery store that might have not have the same experts in there as yourself.
Yeah.
And I pick up a supplement off the shelf. What are some of the items that are on an ingredient list that might be those fillers that I want to stay
away from? The number one is dyes. Anytime there's artificial food colorings in a product, if it comes out and the pill is blue, put it down. Because you don't want to compromise your health for something that you think is helping your health. One of the best-selling multivitamins, Centrum, has over 30 extra ingredients, things like talc, BHT, it has dyes in it. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that I really don't like to see. Sometimes they'll put magnesium stearate. That's a little bit controversial. Okay. I don't think that one is quite as harmful as maybe some other things, like the dyes and the talc and just chemicals that you can't even pronounce.
Okay. Is it a can I dumb it down for myself and say less ingredients the better?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. I think looking at that other ingredient list, a lot of supplements will
and
have...
And being able to actually read them?
Yeah, read them, and it'll say, like, supplement facts, and then look at that other ingredients. Don't just... Mm-hmm. So people tend to get really caught up in how much, you know, if they're taking a B complex, how many Bs are in there? They forget to look down a line into the other ingredients and see what else is going on in there. Okay. Hopefully, it's just the cellulose capsule, you know, whatever makes up the actual capsule, and that's it.
Okay. And I'm going to preface this next question that, you know, I'm not a doctor, so please don't listen to what I'm saying. Make sure you go to a doctor and obviously get a full checkup and whatnot.
Yes.
So that's my disclosure.
Yes.
But what are some, I guess, the markers? Let's say consider we're a healthy individual, right? Let's take me, for example. Let's say I'm a healthy, you know, what kind of, I guess, levels of, I don't know, B12 am I looking for?
Well, it could be if you're looking for extra energy, you can go as high as 5,000 micrograms.
Okay.
The B vitamins are water soluble, so it's not quite as important to, you know, monitor an upper limit because there really isn't one. Vitamin D is one.
It's super popular. Everybody knows.
Very popular because we're so deficient.
Okay.
We don't get sunlight between September and May pretty much, so we're almost all deficient in this part of the country. I usually like to see between 1,000 and 2,000. If someone is deficient, they can go up to 5,000
a day.
Yeah, a day.
Okay. Any other?
It's very hard to overdo vitamin D.
Okay. Any other? I guess vitamins. Before we get into supplements, any other vitamins that you know a healthy individual should maybe take on a daily basis?
I think a good multi has it all. But get a multi that has 1,000 IUs of D. So that way you're taking one pill, it's got a high amount of D, and you're getting a broad spectrum of all the other things, rather than taking everything separate, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes in the winter people will take extra C or zinc, and that's okay short term, but really you shouldn't need to do each individual vitamin and mineral separate.
Okay.
Multivitamin is usually a good way to get everything.
Plus it's easier to swallow.
It's easier, yeah. Who wants to take 15 pills?
Yeah, true, true. All right, so we're going to get into some of my favorites now.
Okay.
In the, I guess, the more athletic performance space.
Okay.
We'll start off with protein, right?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about protein.
It's huge.
Need this amount of protein because you weigh this much and you work out this much.
Yeah.
And whatnot. It can get confusing very quickly because there's so many different formulas. Somebody will say, hey, you need a gram per body pound.
That's why you go see a dietitian.
Okay.
She does the work or he does the work for you.
Great.
So, there you
great
go.
Great plug. So again, let's use me as an example, right? I'm 210 pounds right now. You know,
are you going to make me do math?
If you can, or maybe.
I say a pound or a gram per pound is a good general really for anyone that's working out. Someone's not working out, probably, you know, you can do even as low as a gram per half a pound.
Okay.
So for you, how much did you say you weigh?
210.
210, so you can take 210 grams of protein.
Okay.
If you're looking to gain, then you figure out what that weight you want to weigh, and that's how many grams then you can go up to.
Okay, gotcha.
But it really does, but there are a lot of factors, because it does matter how much you're working out, what kind of workouts you're doing. So I don't usually like to give... it's hard to give general statements, but typically a gram
a
per pound.
Question.
It is.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
But where I was going with this too is there's a lot of, I guess, again, I don't want to say, but there's a lot of crap out there too, right? So what makes up a good quality protein?
Clean proteins. There are a ton of dyes.
What
should
clean
not
mean to
clean
you?
Means no dyes, no artificial flavors.
Okay.
Nothing artificial. Mm-hmm. You're really using protein as a food. We can eat protein, but sometimes we don't have access to it. We can't make a full meal. We want something quick, and that's when we turn to the powders.
Yeah.
But there should never be. Go ahead.
And we were saying the 210. It's not. I'm pounding 210
of powders.
Yeah.
No, it's complete with your foods and everything extra. Yeah. So. again, make sure there's not a lot of extras in other than the protein source.
Okay.
Now they do add, you know, depending on if it's a meal replacement kind of protein or just a general protein, if there's fiber, sometimes they put vitamins and minerals and those things are okay. But like with the whey protein, if it can be from a grass fed source, you know, that's a higher quality protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one up, creatine.
Creatine.
Creatine. I heard somebody say once that, you know, it's like an apple, you know, a scoop of, or a tablespoon of creatine a day takes, you know, keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
But what I've heard, what I've been experienced, exposed to is that, hey, you know, you can just take it once a day, whatever. I think it's, again, I think 500 milligrams, it's not that much.
Yeah.
Again, consistently over time.
5,000 milligrams probably, 5, 000, yeah, 5 grams.
Sorry, missed a zero there. but yeah, what is your suggestion for, again, somebody that's athletically inclined?
Yeah. Creatine's really not necessary if you're not working out,
especially
lifting. I think it helps with harder muscle contractions and helps supply energy to the muscle. So elderly populations, creatine is amazing for because it helps with muscle wasting. But then anyone working out, it's going to help them get more out of their workout. So yeah, I think the 5,000 milligrams, again, depends on weight. If it were me, I would probably cut that in half at least.
Okay.
But I like the types of creatine like CGP, which is one that is bound already, so it's immediately given to the muscle. It's bound to a phosphate, so it goes into the muscle more quickly, and you only need it on days you work out rather than a monohydrate, which you really need to load with and take it all the time. For me, if you can just do something when you're working out, it's better. The less you take, the better. So
awesome. That's actually something I had no idea about.
Yeah.
And when you start speaking chemicals and formulas, take me back to a place I have no recollection of. It's probably junior high.
It's okay. I'll go slow.
All right. Thank you. Next one up. Fish oil.
Fish oil, yeah.
And there's the, again, I'm not just going to show you how ignorant I am, but, you know, there's different levels and then the different breakdown of the ingredients of the different oils that you want in there. What are we looking for?
So you want to know what fish they're using.
Okay.
That's something people don't usually think about. They grab a fish oil. You're getting fish oil to get omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3s are essential because our bodies can't make it, so we've got to eat it. Nobody's eating wild fish three times a week, so that's where the importance of fish oil comes in. So know the fish that they're using, because there are some garbage fish like skate fish that aren't as clean bottom feeders.
Okay.
Skate.
Skate.
Yeah. They don't usually label that.
Okay.
It's because they know it's not great. When you go to a store and you get a fish oil for $6 for a year's supply, there's got to be a reason it's that cheap.
Uh-huh.
So look for the source, wild Alaskan salmon, wild tuna, sardines, Norwegian sources like anchovies. Those are good sources. Those are what you want to see. And companies know that, so that when they're using better ingredients, they label it. They make it real easy. It's the companies that don't use those things, and then they just won't tell you what. So call the company, you know, ask them what they're using, and if they're like, oh, you know, let me check. If they have to check, don't put that back.
Yeah.
You don't want that one. So the type of fish and the purity of it, make sure there's third-party testing for mercury, because fish do contain some heavy metals, and you want to make sure that's been low as possible. And then the ratio of EPA and DHA is important, but it's not everything. Milligrams are just weight. So I don't put as much into the weight of something. You know, 1,000 milligrams of one fish oil may not be equivalent to another because of how they're processing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it comes in a natural form, like one that's just cold pressed fish and they're not distilling it, that's going to be better absorbed because that's a food.
Mm-hmm.
You're just pressing out the oil, that becomes a food. Other companies that use triglyceride form, and they'll put that right on the bottle, natural triglyceride form, that's a better form.
Okay.
And that's a big
cold
deal.
Press.
No, cold press and triglyceride are good.
Okay.
Those are the good ones you want to look for. Ethyl ester, interestingly enough, is what they use in the prescription fish oils. It's like the worst, one of the worst forms, because it's broken apart and your bodies don't absorb it the same way. If we can get this from food, that's the best way. So we want to look for supplements that are as close to food as possible.
Okay.
So that's the next thing.
Yeah. Can I take too much fish oil?
It would be very, very difficult to take too much fish oil. If you had a bleeding disorder or were on blood thinners, then you could. But when we look at populations, the Inuit populations that were eating this stuff, thousands and thousands and thousands of milligrams, and having, you know, some of the lowest risk of heart attacks, the highest longevity, it's tough to overdo it. But ideally, you add in some fish oil in a supplement, but also are eating it. And I think that's the best way to go.
Actually, good point, which kind of skipped over too, is what are the benefits of fish oil? Not only for the athletic community, but just in general.
Biggest thing is decreasing inflammation. Okay. 80% of diseases are related to inflammation. And our diets, our stress levels, everything, you know, about the American lifestyle is pro-inflammatory. So it increases inflammation. If we can combat that, we have less issues with heart. So it protects our heart. Alzheimer's, dementia, brain protection, helps our mood. They've done studies with anxiety in fish oils, and it's amazing. They come out just as good as these antidepressants. Okay. Joint health, that's a big one. Decreasing inflammation, protecting our joints, and helping with pain. So there are literally thousands of studies on fish oil and the benefits of omega-3. So it's really endless, I think. But we're correcting a deficiency.
So kind of going back to my previous question, I apologize. Yeah. But let's say I have fish.
Yeah.
Let's say I have Sam. So I take my fish oil supplement after I had breakfast. Should I avoid it if I'm eating fish for dinner?
You can. That's what I do. Because I try to eat. I practice what I preach. I try to eat wild fish, and it's got to be wild. Mm. The farm-raised stuff, the Atlantic stuff, you're not getting the same omega-3s from. So if it's wild, and you're eating it, then I skip my fish oil that day. And then I do it on the day I don't. So yeah, you're just filling in those gaps. That's perfectly fine to do.
Awesome. Yeah. And you mentioned the joint and bone health. And when you get to my age, you know, you start breaking down.
Oh boy. I think I'm older than you, but.
if someone is having, I guess, aches and pains and they feel like they need to, you know, based on having, you know, a lot of weight on their, you know, overhead or on the shoulders, you know, squatting, whatever. What are some good markers that we're looking for in joint supplements?
So everyone thinks of glucosamine and chondroitin, which is good. It helps to rebuild the cartilage, but you think of a house on fire, you know, you want to put out those flames and then rebuild. It's hard to rebuild a house when it's still on fire, when it's still burning down. So we want the inflammation. That's that fire.
Okay.
So adding in something like a turmeric or a curcumin, those are amazing for not just pain, but decreasing inflammation and really helping to heal the joint. You can combine those with glucosamine and chondroitin. You can do hyaluronic acid, preferably in a liquid, liquid form. Those are some really key things.
Okay. And that's in addition to some sort of recovery regimen.
Oh, yeah.
Supplement, obviously, not going to make your...
Yeah, pre and a post workout to help support muscle and growth. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. That covers, I think, the major ones. We're going to take a quick break and hopefully tell you about some magical potions that you haven't heard about. All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Nicole.
And Alina.
With Uncharted Performance.
Hey guys, we are here to ask you to support our guests. You can do it in a few different ways. Way number one is...
If you are watching the video on either our website, unchartedperformance.com, or our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe and leave a thumbs up. Leave 2, 3, 4, 5, as many as you can. But most of all, leave a comment in the notes below.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, subscribe to our channel there. You can leave us a comment, leave us an honest 5-star review. And last but not least, go to our website.
And subscribe to our newsletter. Literally, it takes less than a minute, makes a huge difference for our guests to get their message out across all the internets and outer space. Thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye.
See you. All right, guys, we're back at Vital Choice with Nicole Gould, expert extraordinaire, knows everything about supplements, with a quick re-education on supplements and some vitamins. Hope you're enjoying this. This is actually extremely valuable information. When you get a chance, we'll get to it, but definitely come check out Nicole. We'll tell you where she's at. But we're going to kind of piggyback before we get to the magic potions. They're not really magical, but one of the last supplements that we talked about before we cut to break was the fish oil. And so people are usually introduced or made aware of just fish oil. Are there any other oils or any other type of, you know, I don't want to say fish, but any other animal that oil can be gotten from?
So you can get the direct omega-3, which is EPA and DHA, also from krill, which are little crustaceans, almost look like little shrimps.
Okay.
That's a different form. I mentioned triglyceride form. Krill produce a form called phospholipid form, so it's very well absorbed. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't give a repeat. And that's something a lot of people are concerned with fish oils. There are some fish oils that don't give a repeat, but krill should.
What
not.
Is a repeat?
Like a reflux, you taste in the fish. Okay. Nobody wants that.
No. Once you had it, you don't want to come back
up. Yeah, you don't want that. So, you know, sometimes it's a sign that you're not digesting fats well, mm-hmm. so we can do enzymes and things to help your digestion, but taking something like a krill oil or something that's enteric-coated might be a way to get around that reflux.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So now we're going to get to the magic potions. So these aren't necessarily magic potions, but some of the stuff that we brought up, especially in terms of athletic performance, those are pretty well known, right?
Yeah.
Is there any stuff that people should be maybe made aware of or kind of, hey, recognize that this could, you know, have, I don't want to say tremendous, but could have a potentially a beneficial impact on your life in general, be it athlete or not?
Yeah, I think probiotics are one of the things that everyone should be taking just because of the more studies they do, the more they're finding out that probiotics, which are your good gut flora. So everybody thinks of yogurt. It's got a lot of good bacteria.
What is a probiotic?
Good bacteria or good yeast. It could, it's a favorable organism. We have trillions, and I always emphasize that, trillions in our body. We are more bacteria than we are human. It's just that human cells are bigger, so that's why we look like people and not bacteria. So probiotics, they do much more. We think of them for gut health and regularity. Mm-hmm. But they're also important for mood. Serotonin is created in the gut. 70 to 80% of our immune cells are in the gut. Mm-hmm. So when we restore the probiotics, we have all sorts of different benefits, from better skin to better mood, better digestion, all of that kind of a thing. And you really can't overdo a probiotic. Infants can take them, to elderly, the whole spectrum.
Okay.
So there's really not a lot of interactions or anything. And also, we're pretty deficient. If you've ever taken an antibiotic in your life, even if it's been years ago, you've never replenished that bacteria. And that just leaves you wide open to immune issues and other infections.
Okay.
So
anything else that has a really good return on investment?
Turmeric. Turmeric, ginger, anything that's really going to decrease inflammation. Ideally, you do a product that's got a synergy of those different herbs. I think those tend to work better.
Okay.
But the sooner we can get things that decrease inflammation, mm-hmm. the more diseases we can possibly prevent. Okay. And prevention is better than treatment.
Okay. So we've mentioned inflammation a couple of times based on the different supplements that we kind of covered quickly. What are some of the causes of inflammation?
Poor diet. Okay. So anything, corn, wheat, dairy, red meat if it's not grass-fed, eggs if they're not cage-free and organic eggs. Pretty much the typical American diet fuels inflammation. Stress fuels inflammation, and that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Who isn't stressed? We deal, even little things, even if you don't feel like you're stressed and anxious, you're dealing with things. That really promotes inflammation. So those are two big things. And chemicals. We are exposed in plastics that things are being heated in, to pollution. Every time you start your car, every time you grill, those char grill marks, mm-hmm. those are carcinogens that increase inflammation. So we are constantly bombarded. We can't not have inflammation. Some inflammation is good. It's necessary for healing. But the amount we deal with is really where diseases are fueled. They find tumors are surrounded by these enzymes that are COX-2 enzymes that fuel inflammation. Okay. They're finding diabetes is related to inflammation. So all of these things that we can really reduce our risk of, and even sometimes reverse by reducing inflammation.
Wow. Okay. So if I'm walking into Vital Choice, and again, I'm a healthy individual, I say I don't have any problems, and I ask you, hey, Nicole, what's the one thing I should leave this store with? What would that be? Besides what you've already mentioned.
That's hard, because I always like to go with what someone's goals are, what they're really looking, where they're missing in their diet. Mm-hmm. That's where I fill the supplements in. Okay. But if I had to pick something, there's a blend of those anti-inflammatory herbs that I usually give to everyone.
Okay. So now we're in a store, Vital Choice.
Okay.
Okay. What's the deal with Vital Choice?
Vital Choice.
Because it's not a chain.
No, we're a local family-owned store.
Exactly, and it's, you know, I don't want to plug it or anything, but walking in here, it's obviously, it feels a little different than a typical. Not saying there's anything wrong with them, but some of the larger chain supplement stores.
There's a reason I'm here and not in one of those.
Okay,
chains.
So what is that reason then?
So
Because again, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I was here before I was a dietitian.
Okay.
And then I came back to Vital Choice. That's how much I believe in it. Because it really, our foundation is helping people get and stay healthy. That is our mission. Mm-hmm. And knowing a lot about our products. I do all the staff training. We have this thing called PEP program, professional education program.
I saw that.
So I train all the staff. We don't just let people say, hey, yeah, you can take some of these. They know about this stuff. They know what forms are better. Not that we're doctors, not that we're running around diagnosing and that, but we could guide people to what we think is going to work the best for them and let them know maybe they don't need something or maybe something else would be more beneficial, and really staying up on the research. We try to have, you know, the best selection of quality products, like you mentioned. You shouldn't have to look at any of these bottles and really worry about what's in them. There's nothing with dyes. There's nothing with talc and those kinds of dangerous ingredients.
So it's actually a very good point. You kind of take that, I guess, initial concern away.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
so no, that's okay. Yeah. So the education is huge, but we also have a really great rewards program. We have a 2-month return policy. So you could try something for a good month, a full bottle of something, and if it doesn't work, if it's not right for you, you can bring it back and get your
money back.
That's
actually a good point. Came to me earlier. How long should somebody try a supplement or a vitamin for?
Depends on the supplement. Okay. We get that a lot. Like if you took vitamin C, I don't know what you're really going to notice tremendously from that, but if someone takes something for sleep, you should notice the first couple nights. Mm-hmm. Things for stress or energy, those kinds of things, bone health certainly, those are supplements that are going to take some time.
Okay.
But usually a month, you know, maybe 4 weeks to 8 weeks even is a good range, and that's why we have that 2-month return policy.
Okay.
So you can give it that full time.
Give it some
but we'll
time.
Let you know, depending on what you're picking out, kind of the expectation or what most people have given us feedback on how long they've taken it to notice.
Do you educate, and this might be a leading question too, so this is a layup, do you educate the clients that come in here, hey, you should maybe pay attention or journal how you're feeling versus like before and after?
Yeah.
Does that ever come up?
Yeah, if I can get them to write down not just their symptoms, but also what they're eating when they start something. Mm-hmm. I really try to encourage just introducing one supplement at a time, because if you take three things and you have a great reaction, you don't know what it is, and then hopefully not, but if you have a side effect, you're not going to know what's doing it. So trying to do one thing at a time, but yeah, absolutely journaling, writing things down. The more we can stay in tune with ourselves, I think, and what's working for us or what's not working, the better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Besides all these wonderful vitamins and herbs and supplements, what else do you guys offer at the store?
We have a lot of gluten-free foods here.
Okay.
We have the whole sports nutrition section, of course.
Right behind there.
Try to have paleo foods and bars and things that the people shopping here really like.
Okay. If there's one thing that you would want to educate somebody or somebody should take away from, you know, our 40-minute interview that you really want to drill in, what would that the one thing be?
Come see us at Vital Choice. No. Get to know what you're taking.
Okay.
Sometimes people will say, I don't know why I'm taking a supplement. You know, I'll see what they're taking and I'll say, why are you taking this? They don't have any clues. Know what you're taking. Know what's in it. Be educated and find people that are educated on the subject without being people that are, you know, working on commission or something that's going to be not your best interest. So, yeah, I think that's a big deal. Is there's a lot of stuff on the internet, people Google, and some of it is just downright incorrect.
Okay.
And people can write anything.
Yeah.
So try to look for other sources, and you know, certainly that's why we're here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm at fault of this. I'm, you know, usually when I go online, I'm going to go with Vital Choice next. But you know, I'm just like, hey, protein, this is the amount of protein in that. Let me buy that, right?
Yeah.
But like we just discussed, there's a lot more than just the number of, you know, grams of protein, whatever else it is that goes into a supplement. And it obviously has a huge impact on the effectiveness of that supplement as well. So take the time and get educated. If you need help, see Nicole.
If your doctors want to, you know, I'll work with doctors too, because doctors aren't the experts on this stuff either, and some of them are afraid of supplements.
Can people call you and ask for help?
Absolutely.
So there you go. So make sure we'll link up to this in the show notes, that if you have questions about whatever you're taking on recommendations.
Yeah. Even if we don't sell it, some people will bring me things that I can tell usually pretty quickly if it's going to be a credible supplement or not.
Because this is, I mean, for me personally, this is, I feel like there's, people are getting cheated. And that's why we're giving Nicole and talk about this, because again, there's so much flashy pictures. You know, if
it's overwhelming.
Yeah, if you've ever been to the Arnold Classic, Arnold Sports Festival, it's a great time, but there's just, it's like a rainbow of flavors out there. So just be careful. Some of it's obviously better than others.
Yeah.
We're going to finish off with a little quick lightning round.
Oh, boy.
just quick four hitters, quick four hitting questions.
Okay.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of ghosts?
I don't know.
just believe in ghosts.
That's my gut reaction, right. Yes.
Are you afraid of turning the light? Are you afraid of the dark?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not afraid of ghosts.
Okay.
I'd say they're bad.
Okay, gotcha.
But just... Right.
What was your first car?
A Ford Escort.
Okay. do you still drive it?
No.
Okay. All right. when did you buy that car?
High school.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't buy it. My parents did.
Oh, okay.
It was their old car.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. What is your favorite movie character?
Oh, man. I don't know that one. I should have looked at this ahead of time.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw, I think it was Die Hard with a Vengeance. I watched that a lot. It's my favorite movie.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that lame? That's my favorite movie.
Is it the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And last one. I'm asking more questions than I'm supposed to.
Okay.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
A willow? I don't know. Is that a good one? Willow?
I don't know.
They seem...
Peaceful?
Peaceful and... I don't know. I got the
relaxed.
Hair. I don't know. The leaves. Saying, yeah. Wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've talked to you up a lot, and we obviously talked to Vital Chelsea a little bit. Where can people find you? Where can people you know get in contact with you? Where can people find Vital Choice?
So our website is vchoice.com. You can call us. Do you want me to give the phone number?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure,
so it's 440-885-9505. We'll put my email and your notes and that. But yeah, come call us. Come see us. We do a lot of shipping also. So it, usually not through our website, but if people call us, if they're not in the state, we'll ship out stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, I just want to emphasize, please don't, you know, take things on a whim. Get educated. There's a lot of stuff, really good stuff I would discuss out there.
Yeah.
Especially there's some good brands out there as well. Again, better than others. I am Paul Wentz of Uncharted Performance. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and our channels on iTunes and Stitcher. Nicole, rock out.
Yeah.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye.